This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Dozens of bills are pending as Colorado lawmakers work to wind down the legislative session tomorrow. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
State lawmakers spent the last 4 months debating and passing hundreds of bills on topics as wide-ranging as transit to K-12 schools to workers' rights and elections. Governor Jared Polis recently signed the state budget, which made some spending cuts to Medicaid to help balance a deep shortfall. Lawmakers are scheduled to adjourn midnight Wednesday. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The Board of Governors for Colorado State University has approved a new budget for the upcoming fiscal year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says they had to balance rising costs against flat state funding.
CSU's system will raise resident undergraduate tuition by 3.5%, the maximum allowed under the current state cap. The Fort Collins campus announced nearly $36 million in cuts. It includes cutting some staff positions, though officials say less than 0.5% of the workforce is affected. CSU Pueblo will restructure to close a $2.4 million deficit. The online CSU Global campus will see its first undergraduate tuition increase in years. University leaders say the cuts are necessary to preserve student financial aid and a 3% merit salary pool for employees. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Trump administration is ending a push for conservation as a use for public lands. In 2024, the Biden administration issued a final rule that put conservation on par with other uses of BLM public lands, such as oil and gas drilling, grazing, and recreation. In a Federal Register notice, the Trump administration says it will officially rescind the rule. This is CPR News and KRCC.